Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
All right, buckle up. We're going back to Delphi, the case that didn't really get any messier. It just keeps going. What if I told you that a convicted suspect's defense team is now basically saying, hey, the prosecution might be playing a game of evidence hide and seek. Except it's not a game. It's a murder trial. Richard Allen, the man convicted for the brutal 2017 killings of Abby Williams and Libby German, is now at the center of these allegations that key evidence was withheld from the defense. Letters that point to other potential suspects, buried interviews with early persons of interest, gone. And prosecutors, well, let's just say they're not exactly jumping up to explain themselves. Joining us today, someone who knows exactly how the legal system is supposed to work, and more importantly, what it looks like when it doesn't. Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of Defense Diaries, here to help us unravel the legal circus. We've been talking on this one for a long time. If these allegations about the prosecution withholding exculpatory evidence are true, how do we get there? Because right now, the defense of Richard Allen is still going, hey, look at this, look at this, look at this. And they're just throwing it all against the wall that is the judge, Gull, and it's just bouncing right back. There's a lot here. And a new motion response has been filed recently. Let's break all that down and how we got to where we're at right now.
Yeah, so you had the initial motion, which was filed, which was a motion to produce and preserve. Mm-hmm. And it was relating to these letters from this inmate, Lacey Davis, wherein, you know, he declaimed to Baldwin after the trial, Andrew Baldwin being one of Richard Allen's defense attorneys, when he went and visited him recently, that, look, man, I sent like seven or eight letters to McClellan. And Baldwin goes back and he looks, he's like, well, I didn't get any of those letters. He's also like, you know, because the first time that he had met him almost a year prior to trial, Baldwin had gone to the jail to talk to him, or the prison to talk to him. And he's like, he was not friendly to Baldwin at that point. Mm-hmm. Because what he had been told is that there were three people involved. At that point, Allen's obviously arrested. And Davis is of the mindset, well, maybe this is one of the three dudes. So he wasn't helpful. He's like, all I could tell you is I did a taped interview. Go watch that. Mm-hmm. You'll get all your answers there. So fast forward, trial happens. Allen's convicted. And, you know, it like people are telling Baldwin, you got to go talk to this Reese Davis guy again. Mm-hmm. We're hearing shit. So he does. Davis has completely, you know, changed his entire story in terms of what his thought process is with respect to Richard Allen. He no longer believes that he is the third person. And then we get this response after that's filed, because it's the one thing that Gold did not deny. Mm-hmm. in her like most recent flurry of denials without hearings. And she says, well, that thing is still hanging in the air, which I knew at that point meant she needs something in writing from McClelland addressing why none of this stuff was turned over.
Yeah.
But first addressing, does it exist? So we come to find out it did exist. Now, McClelland says that there were only three letters as opposed to the seven or eight. He does confirm that they were in receipt of them. He did confirm that they had them. But Nick McClelland took it upon himself, Tony, to decide, well, I don't think that that's exculpatory because it doesn't fit our narrative. That's not how this shit works.
It's not his job to do that.
It's not how this shit works, bro. you know, so because you're reading through the letters and also communications through some podcast team that was communicating with Kagan Klein. And you have Kagan Klein, who is currently incarcerated for a very, very long time due to his massive collection of kiddie porn that he has. So he's doing a very, very long bid. And, you know, you have this period of time early on when Klein was claiming, for whatever reason, that he had some kind of involvement in this thing, you know, whether it was that he drew the girls to the bridge that day using the Anthony Schatz account, whether he had a hand in the actual homicide. It's bizarre. It's like you've heard all kinds of things coming out of this guy's mouth and you've been trying to figure out, well, why? Why would you be sitting there saying that shit? So then by the time you start seeing the text messages that McClellan references in his response to that motion, he's saying, oh, well, these are all in court, like these are letters that are inculpatory because Kagan Klein saying that Richard Allen's full of shit. Well, yeah, no shit. Like they've got a guy that's getting convicted and that takes all the heat off him. I can't think of a more useless, self-serving statement from Kagan Klein than, yeah, of course it was Richard Allen. Of course Richard Allen was the, because it's after that point when after Allen's arrested, that he brings up Richard Allen. Mm-hmm. So it's got zero weight as to whatever Kagan Klein is saying. Like, had Kagan Klein said that back in 2017? I never heard Kagan Klein mention the name Richard Allen back in the day prior to the arrest. Never brought up the name. Never. No. So to me, whatever McClellan's saying, well, it's inculpatory to Richard Allen. No, it's not. It's just showing what a lying piece of shit that Kagan Klein is, and everything that he's saying is completely in self-preservation. That's all it is. So it carries no weight. So you've got the response from McClellan where he admits that he has him. So then you get the reply memo of law from Andy Baldwin. And, you know, he brought the heat. You know, it's like you had McClellan impugning the integrity of Andrew Baldwin and his response, and Baldwin came firing back, and rightfully so, because what is clear is that Nick McClellan had his hands on this evidence, which he decided unilaterally that he didn't need to turn over. And the fact of the matter is when the defense can prove that things that are being said by Kagan Klein in relation to Richard Allen are unequivocally false. Mm-hmm. That creates a situation where the letters can be exculpatory. It's not his job to figure out whether or not something is exculpatory or not, because that's impossible for a prosecutor to do that has developed tunnel vision on the person that they have spent millions of dollars in trying to convict. Like there, it just doesn't exist. It's like, that is the most difficult thing about Brady. All right. Mm-hmm. Is that, you know, the obligation absolutely is a fundamental thing that exists for the prosecutors, that they must turn it over as much as they don't want to. And you know that they don't want to.
Yeah.
Any prosecutor that is ever going to be spoken to, that is going to sit there and say, I got no problem that turning anything over that might be exculpatory to the person that we're trying to convict and spending a fuck ton of money on trying to do so is full of shit.
Yeah.
They're just not being honest. It's like, you can't, like, I don't even know how they say that with a straight face. Mm-hmm. So Baldwin just fires at him very, very hard. And you see exactly what you saw in the Karen Reed motion to dismiss, where Baldwin takes the time to put together all of the shenanigans and tomfoolery and misdeeds of the prosecution during the pendency of this case. All of the things are put together in one place so that you're looking at it and you're like, wow. Like, how can you trust anything the government is doing in this particular case? It is the biggest case of hide the ball that I've seen in maybe ever. And it's like,
I mean, it's constantly hide the ball. And then it's like, we're not hiding the ball. Well, here's, you just did it there. We didn't do that. It's like, yes, you did.
you admitted you were hiding the ball.
Like, well, I didn't say, yes, you did. You just said that. You're right, I did. But I'm not hiding the ball. Yes, it's maddening That's why this case is so maddening. I mean, they're saying, okay, McClelland's saying, okay, this is not nothing to see here. It's not exculpatory. Again, not his choice to do it. It's in the same way that at the very beginning of this, they were saying, oh, yeah, those video interviews with all these potential suspects or people who may know what the hell's going on here, we recorded over that on our DVR, but don't worry about it. There was nothing in any of that anyhow.
And didn't tell the defense that they did it for a year. Like, hey, by the way, in the three most important days of any investigation ever, we lost all the interviews of all the people that we liked initially.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Yeah.
But they don't tell them right away. It's like, so.
And it's supposed to be just okay.
Dude, right. Like Baldwin spends a lot of time talking about other prosecutors, that what normal prosecutors do, if they have a mess up like that, of that magnitude, they immediately tell the defense, they're like, man, like, you're not going to be happy. And I'm like, we're going to have to deal with this in court, but I'm just fucking telling you right up front, we lost all that shit. We overrode all of this evidence, but they tell them right away. So when McClelland doesn't do that, and then they bury all the third party suspect shit in these 2 terabytes of documents, you know, a piece here, a piece there, a piece here. And they've got to go through needle in the haystack style and find this shit, like a single page or a 2-page report, and kind of put it together. It's not until they get called out on the shit that they start admitting the shit. It's like, and it's just been on repeat. It's like Nick McClelland writing a letter back about the Purdue professor that unequivocally is not poo-pooing the concept that the sticks that were left on the girls were ruinic in nature. He says, I certainly can't not consider that as a possibility.
Sure.
You know, and McClelland put it out in a loud testimony on the stand in one of the hearings, to where literally a cop is on the stand lying about what this professor says. So then when they try to figure out who the professor is, McClelland's in writing saying, oh yeah, we can't figure out who that guy is from Purdue, which probably has maybe 2 professors that cover that kind of like area of archaeology or whatever. It's not archaeology.
Paganistic religions.
So, you know, but it's going to be a very small pool that you're trying to figure out who you spoke to from over at Purdue. Yeah. And, you know, but then he doubles down. He's like, we don't know who it is and we may never know. And then it comes out during the deposition, like a week or two later, or whenever the dep takes place. And, you know, it's like all of a sudden they figure out who it is. Oh, yeah, we figured out who it was. It's like they're lying. And why are they lying? Why? If you have a powerful case against Richard Allen, if you are so secure about the evidence that you have about this man and that he did this, you know, did these crimes, then why the fuck are you doing the bullshit that you're doing, not just on one occasion, but repeatedly, over and over and over again? If this case doesn't make people feel like, I can't trust that verdict, then I don't know what to tell you, because that is not how the system is built to operate. It is not how it's supposed to work. If they have the evidence, go try the case, do it on the up and up, prove your case with the evidence that you have, get your conviction, and then no one's bitching. If anybody is under the impression that people that have their eyes on this case, which is legion, if they're just going to go away and fade into the background, they need to think again. Because nobody's going anywhere on this thing.
No.
Everybody that is obsessed with this case and is demanding that there be a retrial, I mean, they're not
just a
going.
Fair trial, just a fair retrial. Bring the, just let the case be presented as it is. And that was not what occurred in round one. And that's the biggest issue with this whole damn thing.
Really is.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.